China. China.
Fucking wrong, 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 wrong. How is it fucking going, cunt? How's it going, you dumb pieces of shit? Sorry. Very sweary. Good day to you from misty, rainy, moist Scotland. Good day from Edinburgh. Fucking made it, cunt. Back again this year, day one. I was postering all morning. You know what I mean? You should have seen the train up. Oh my god. The train from London to Edinburgh on the 1st of August is a sight to behold, I'll tell you. I'd never seen so many crew cuts and dungarees in my life, and I don't think anyone works outside. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone's tending to the crops. A lot of performance artists, not a lot of punchlines, I'd say. Oh my god, the city is full of creatives. Yeah, I was put up posters today, and it was just a myriad of gender fluidity and autism is really the topics of this year, as it is every year, you know what I mean? So it's always fun to read the posters. Assume who's going to lose the most money. But we're having a good time. Vibes are good. Dan Rosario's here from Australia. He's a funny bastard. He's staying in my place with Rich, my missus. Jack's coming tomorrow. Jack Hester, a.k.a. Peter Kelly. And John Spillane's coming tonight, Mr. Hennessy. Everyone's got some sort of fucking stage name besides me. What would my stage name be? Rape Fuck. That's it. Rape Oh Fuck. Oh Fuck Rape. People are complimenting us on the Prince Andrew Tate Appreciation Award poster. The poster consists of the two Andrews fucking having a smooch. So it's a poster about men's rights and gayism and trafficking ain't that wrong. I think we haven't written the show yet, obviously, but we'll figure it out tomorrow when we do the first one. I'm thinking of making it some sort of game show fucking format. Two mics, maybe a soundboard, and we'll get people to vote for which Andrew gets to be left back into society, the prince or the fucking Muslim one. Which one's more likable by the general public? We'll have that data by the end of the whole run, and we'll send it into BBC, and they'll be like, why are you giving us this? And then we're like, I don't know, because you guys Snapchat teenagers, we just thought it was a theme. But it's Scotland's just damp, man. It's like it's a big moist fucking hairy vagina up here now, all right? But that's just how it is, you know. That's what the people here are fucking damp. Everything's damp. That's grand. You know what I mean? My socks are damp. It's alright. So, we did some aggressive postering. And I've joined the fucking gym already to go to the sauna. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What else am I meant to do? I really hope we don't lose a lot of money at this. Christ. I hope this is profitable. So far, me and Richard, almost breaking even on one show. So I think it should be alright. Me and Catherine's show, we still have to... I put the posters up, you know what I mean? She has someone to fly her. We can only cross our fingers. We need to milk the public of their cash. Because, I'll tell you, it's far beyond the laugh at this stage now, ladies and gentlemen, doing stand-up comedy. It's not all fun and games. You know what I mean? Anyway, how are you, Mark? Oh, thanks for asking. Pretty chill, I think. Pretty chill. Last night we went out to a bar because Richie does karaoke, but he fucking does karaoke the way someone who can sing really well does karaoke, so you can just get plaudits from the audience. But it's a good idea because he'll nail karaoke. He'll knock it out of the park, and then he'll just fucking hand out a few flyers for our show. Fucking marketing. Well done, Richard. So tonight maybe we'll hit up another karaoke show and he'll do Sinead O'Connor. Fucking topical. That bitch just died. R.I.P. Sinead, or whatever they say, inshallah, Muslim heaven. Hopefully you got into the right heaven. Fucking, if you saw St. Peter at the gate, that's a no-no. But if you saw Osama bin motherfucking Laden at the gate, you're like, you made it, bitch. Nice one. Save me a seat. So if he sings Nothing Compares to You tonight, get the crowd emotional and then hit him with some fucking flyers afterwards. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, traffic them towards our show and then fleece them of the money. I'm abusing fucking caffeine right now. Yeah, so we haven't sold any tickets for the first show tomorrow, though. The Youngish Offenders show at... that's at 2:45 in Brass Monkey. So, you know what I mean? You can't win them all, but that's the show I'm going to try and tell stories at. We'll see how long this telling a story malarkey lasts. Possibly the first 4 minutes of my set opening until I just start doing fucking retarded crowd work. Listen, man, some people are just more talented than others. What am I meant to do? You got to just blindly push on with no self-awareness. That's what comedy is all about. Do not be self-aware and blindly push on. Elbow your way to the top. Give someone an emotional black eye. Talk shit about other people. And then, in a mysterious set of events, you fall out of a hotel window. Was it something to do with the crushed up Valiums? We don't know. I'm a humorous bastard. Hey. Nah, so far, so good, right? Like, it is... what time is it? 13:57, Wednesday, August the 7th, and I'm looking out at the misty, poetic Edinburgh skyline, and it's fucking beautiful. If it ain't a fucking church spire poking amongst the fucking delicate wisps of and plumes of mist, surrounded by an encroaching mountain, it looks like it's gonna at any second devour the whole city. The sky is empty, but it's full of potential. Not a sun to be seen. We're just happy to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. It's just good to be alive. Now, we'll see how emotionally damaged we can get throughout this month of phoniness and shallow personalities and debauchery. But we're going to keep off the drugs and alcohol for the first few weeks because, you know what I mean, fucking in the 30s, boy. You got to have some sort of cop on, innit? Innit? Innit, bruv? Innit, bruv? Any minute now. Any one of these days now, we'll get a sign from God. That's what we're waiting for, the revelations. We are waiting for a revelation from the above. Tell me what to do, whether it be bring a bomb on a bus or feed the homeless. I'm open for unsolicited messaging from the big man upstairs. Please, Allah, Buddha, and God, please help me sell some tickets to this fucking thing, because that's what you're meant to do in life. You're meant to just compete for fucking cash. And I don't know. Start a cult? Okay. So that's day one. We're into day one. We're preparing for the onslaught. It's like I'm riding into battle. If battle is just full of fancy, Nancy, soft boy, creative types. So you know what? No one's going to get physically hurt, but my God, could you get emotionally hurt? These people, they are rude. They're phonies, but they're rude, you know what I mean? But they're rude, you know, and I'm a phony. So, nice. Nice. I think we're going to have to wrap it up here because I got shit to do. But right. All right. We started off. We did the first one. Fuck yeah, cunt. Fuck yeah, you fucking dog. Peace out. Hey, love each other, remember?